Our scripture reading this morning is from Isaiah chapter 40. We'll be reading verses 26 through 31, end of the chapter. Isaiah 40, 26 through 31. I'll read the even-numbered verses. I'd like to have you read along with me on the odd-numbered verses. Isaiah 40, 26 through 31. And let's stand together as we read. Lift up your eyes on high, and behold, who hath created these things, that bringeth out their hosts by number. He calleth them all by names, by the greatness of his might, for that he is strong in power, not one faileth. Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God? Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary, there is no searching of his understanding? He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. And let's bow for prayer. Lord, we ask your blessing upon our time together this morning. We thank you for this portion of Scripture and pray, Lord, that your Holy Spirit would just use it to speak to our hearts today as we hear the preaching of your word. Pray, Lord, you'd be with Pastor as he brings a message to us this morning. And we do pray if there's someone here that doesn't know you as Savior, they might come to know you today. For we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. And you can be seated.
Amen. That's what we need, is God's blessings, huh? Takes God's blessings on our lives to be what our lives ought to be, God's blessings on our homes to be what they ought to be. And I do want to, before I get into my message this morning, I want to mention and ask you to pray for Cindy Boltema's dad and Cindy Boltema's stepmom. She texted me this, not Boltema, excuse me, now it's Berger. We just introduced her as Cindy Berger last Sunday, but her dad had, he's in a home and he has dementia, but he had a stroke and was unresponsive, but needs prayer. I just got a text before service that he has become responsive, so pray for him. And her stepmom went into the hospital that day as well, with heart issues, and so they're doing tests there. So if you would pray for Cindy Berger's dad and stepmom, I'd appreciate that. And Wanda Green is having surgery this week, if you'd remember her in prayer as well. And you know, that's what we do. We pray for one another. Amen. We want God's help and blessing and watching over us. So if you'd remember these things, I'll try to remember them as we pray in just a moment. Isaiah chapter number 40. Going to back up one verse there. Isaiah is so rich. I would encourage you to read chapters 40 through the end of the book of Isaiah just for a sit-down read. Just amazing God speaking. You know, there's nobody else like me. If there is, I don't know about him. God said he pretty much would know. And it's just an awesome section of scripture. The beginning of Isaiah chapter 40, it says, comfort ye my people, saith your God. And Isaiah had pronounced judgment that was going to take place upon Jerusalem. It did. And then after God chastens his people, and they turn back to him, comes blessing. And so we have him saying, comfort my people, comfort my people. Isaiah chapter 40. And did I not turn myself on here? Isaiah chapter number 40 and verse number 25, please. To whom then will ye liken me, or shall I be equal? Saith the Holy One. Lift up your eyes on high, behold, who hath created these things, that bringeth out their host by number? He calleth them all by names, by the greatness of his might. For that he is strong in power, not one faileth. When you look up at the stars, understand they keep shining because of God's power. Note to scientists. Verse 27, why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God. Sense of feeling destitute there. Where's God? Verse 28, hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There's no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. The Bible tells us in John chapter number 4 and verse 6, it says Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. We become wearied oftentimes, as Jesus did, in the journey. But there are those who grow weary and faint. They quit. They become weary by their labor, and they reach the point of stopping their labor because they're weary. It's common to become wearied. The very nature of labor causes the effect of weariness. Sometimes people don't understand that. I was tired when I got off work. That's the idea. Sometimes we falter in being faithful, as we've preached. Samson, Peter, and John Mark were used to illustrate. When that happens, we need a return to faithfulness because we've faltered completely from faithfulness. When that happens, we acknowledge our error and confess it. We accept forgiveness and we return to faithfulness, a restoration. But this morning, I want to speak about faithful people that may need renewal. Jesus did not quit when he was tired. He just kept on going. How could he do that? In our text, it says, "They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." So I want to speak this morning on renewing your faithfulness. When I close in prayer, we're going to see a short clip. Gives us a little glimpse of mounting up with wings as eagles. Heavenly Father, we're thankful for the opportunity to be here this morning. We thank you for your love and grace. Thank you for your word. Lord, thank you that you are righteous, that you do deal with us when we've gone wrong. But you're just in that you forgive us. Christ paid the penalty for us. And when we turn to thee, we receive your forgiveness. And then, Lord, as we serve, we sometimes become wearied, and you have a remedy for that. So I pray this morning that you'd bless our hearts as we look at this thought, renewing our faithfulness. And we pause just for a moment to remember Cindy's dad and her stepmom, that you'd be with them, and pray for Wanda. She'll have surgery this week as well. Just pray that your perfect will be done in each of those circumstances. Bless now the message. If there's anybody here that doesn't know Jesus Christ as his or her personal Savior, may the Holy Spirit stir them for the need they have. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. ...2,700 feet in the air. That was up there, amen? They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Renewing your faithfulness. The nature of work itself results in weariness. If you're tired when you're done working, then you've worked. Someone was telling me the other day about someone that all they did was play video games at work. Amen. I'm sure their thumbs are tired. Physical rest, a little R&R away from the routine, is often very, very refreshing. Jesus told his disciples to come apart and rest a while. My dad would often say, in light of that phrase, we should come apart or we'll come apart. There's great value physically, mentally, and emotionally to just get away from under the day-to-day grind and have a change of pace. There's great value in that. The Lord gave the Sabbath, as you remember, to Israel to cause people to step away from responsibility and rest. And there, of course, with the Sabbath was an added focus of reflection upon the Lord, remembering what He has provided through His great works in creation and salvation, time of reflection. But what we need to experience is more than that, is the truth of the verse that we see here. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. We take away some time to just rest and relax, but sometimes we're not renewed. We need to experience the truth. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Those who labor in a physically demanding job experience a weariness in their bodies. Those who labor in front of a computer screen experience weariness in the vision and the mind. Those who labor with people experience a weariness in the mind and often a weariness of emotions in dealing with people and the problems that they experience, the heartaches. Labor of any kind brings a weariness. The problems begin to surface when the weariness becomes a fatigue in spirit that is overwhelming. As we're faithful in serving the Lord, we need to find renewed strength to remain faithful. We may be wearied from the events of the year, but we cannot quit. People still need the Lord, whether I'm wearied or not. Our families still need guidance and direction and examples and instruction and a firm foundation whether we're wearied or not. The last I knew, the trumpet has not yet sounded. We've not been caught up together in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. We have labor to do. Occupy till I come. We still need fellowship with the Lord even when we're wearied. Perhaps you're here this morning and you've become somewhat weary in your spiritual service for the Lord. There's many reasons why we may become that way. But perhaps you've become wearied in your own service for the Lord and you're just kind of coasting right now. When our weariness causes us to look to our own strength, believe me, we're about to faint. Proverbs 24:10 tells us, if thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. If you ever do quit when times are tough, understand your strength was small. Why? Because it was your strength, not the Lord's. What happens is that we become wearied and we realize the weakness within our own selves, and then we start looking to ourselves and relying on ourselves, and we faint. We quit. There's some areas that we may become weary. Let me just throw out a few areas in which we may become weary. First of all, we may become weary in well-doing. Because the Bible tells us in Galatians 6:9, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. You know, it's interesting to me because the Lord will often tell us not to do what we're prone to do. The sinful nature wants to take something that belongs to someone else, because they want it. Thou shalt not steal, God said. And what we're prone to do from the sinful nature, God addresses from the spiritual perspective and tells us not to do. In Galatians there it says, be not weary in well-doing. Why? Because we tend to become weary. Looking at things from the standpoint of the flesh, looking at things from an earthly perspective, looking at feeling the weight of responsibility, the pressures of life, the problems that we walk through, we become weary. But God says, be not weary in well-doing. In 2 Thessalonians, Paul wrote the church there and said, brethren, Be not weary in well doing. Twice the Bible says that. And so one area that we can oftentimes become weary in well is just doing well for the Lord. We all know of people who've quit serving the Lord. They were serving faithfully. They were in the Bible. They were witnessing, maybe teaching, maybe singing, serving the Lord, and then they stopped. They became weary in well-doing. Another area we may become weary is standing for the Lord. Just standing for what is right. We may become weary just standing or striving against sin. The Bible says, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. In Hebrews 12, it says this, listen. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. We have a tendency to become wearied standing for right. Parents may be telling their kids, look, this is wrong to do. Other kids may do it. Other families may do it. But it's wrong, in my opinion, to do it. And parents, but the kids keep on. The kids keep on. And a parent may become wearied. When it comes to the spiritual realm, churches have caved in on things because people have become wearied in standing for right. So many churches have let down their sails spiritually because they've become wearied. Oh, preacher, why? You know, why do we do this? Why don't we say this is okay? Well, because the Bible teaches that principle. And so in striving against sin, don't become weary. Just keep standing for right. Having done all to stand, stand therefore, the Bible says. In the book of Ephesians. So we may become weary from just standing for the Lord. Another area we may become weary is in the difficulties of life. The difficulties of life. One of the greatest examples in the scripture, I'm glad I wasn't Job, but Job experienced so many terrible difficulties, but he found the wonderful grace of the Lord to be sufficient. And you remember Job and he lost his wealth, he lost his family, he lost his friends, he lost his influence. It was tough for him. Even his wife said, Job, just curse God and die. I don't think she was being so bad. She was hurting with him, suffering. Lord, if you curse God, he'll take your life, Job, it'll be over. Listen to what Job said. In Job 10:1, he said, my soul is weary of my life. I'll leave my complaint upon myself. I'll speak in the bitterness of my soul. The difficulties in life had made him become weary in his soul. And the word soul has reference to total being. When you're going through problems and perplexities in life, you may have a tendency to just say, I'm so overwhelmed, I just can't do anything. And oftentimes people quit doing that. Or they quit serving because they became wearied. Well, let's think about the key in this passage of Scripture to renewing faithfulness. When we're wearied, how do we renew that to a point of real faithfulness? Well, let's look at the Bible again in Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 31. The Bible says, well, let's back up to 30. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. So this is man in his own strength, in the labors of life, the perplexities of life, standing for right in his own strength. The youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But would you read, please, verse 31 with me? Ready? But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. The key to renewing faithfulness is simply, in this verse, wait upon the Lord. wait upon the Lord. We wait upon people. We wait upon ideas. We wait upon how-tos. Wait upon the Lord. The word wait means to look for, to hope, to expect, to wait eagerly for, to lie in wait for, to collect, to bind together, having kind of the picture of someone coming with an empty basket before someone who is to fill it and just standing there and waiting until the basket is filled. Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. The strength for renewal is not found, listen to me, in your better self. The strength for renewal is found in the Lord. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew the strength. We need to come before the Lord with an empty basket of our own, emptied of our own strength, to be filled with His strength. And there's a new strength that comes. And it's not our strength. It's His. It's interesting that Christians stop because they relied on their own strength and it's gone. Well, we didn't get saved by our own power. We're not kept by our own power. Why would we be foolish enough to think that we can be faithful in our own power? It's really good to come to an end of our own strength. A new strength. Wait upon the Lord and they'll renew their strength. How do we wait? Well, we can wait in prayer. We can wait in prayer. That's a good way to wait on the Lord. You know, there's been many things for which I've prayed that I didn't get an instant answer. But yet down the road, as I've continued in prayer, I've seen God answer those prayers. Someone said, God's answered enough of my prayers to keep me praying on. To keep me praying on. In talking to His disciples, Jesus gave them a parable to the end that men would always pray and not to faint. And in that parable, the Lord Jesus told about the widow woman that went before the judge that could have cared less about her and her needs. But she kept going. She kept going back. She kept going back and kept going back. And he wearied her, she wearied him with her continual coming. Until finally, it's the paraphrase version, he was tired of her nagging. And he said, what do you want me to do? I'll help you. She was waiting on the Lord. She kept waiting on the judge, and finally he met the need. That's what it means to wait in prayer. Jesus said when he comes, he asked the question, talking to his disciples, when he gave that parable, he said, nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? It's telltale of our faith when we quit. The faith that Jesus is looking for is the faith that keeps waiting on Him in prayer for our needs. When we're wearied, we have a sympathizing Savior that's interested, waiting in prayer, but then secondly with that, waiting on Him personally, waiting on Him. The Bible says in Psalms 27:14, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and He shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Two times in that verse, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, He'll strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. And so we wait in prayer, but even more pointedly, we're waiting on Him personally to meet the needs for which we're coming to Him. On the Lord. And He cares about you. In our passage here, the Israelites said, basically, where's God? Verse 27. Why sayest thou, Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God. I don't see God anywhere. He's not interested in what I'm experiencing, and I can't get a hold of Him. Well, you wait in prayer on Him, and He'll answer. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Well, what are the results of waiting? There are results that come in this passage of Scripture from waiting on the Lord. If you would look again at verse number 31 with me, please. Maybe you don't have to look because you have it memorized. Verse 31, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. We'll let the Bible outline itself this morning. Results of waiting. First of all, a renewal of strength. To renew the strength. The word renew is kind of interesting. It means to pass away, to pass through, to pass by, to change, to go on from, to change or substitute, to renew, change or substitute, to alter, to change for the better. We become wearied because we've relied on our own strength and our strength has failed. We feel it. We're burdened down, bogged down, and would want to quit because it's our strength. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew. What God says is, I'm going to replace your strength that's failed you, that makes you wearied, that makes you want to faint. I'm going to replace that with my strength. They shall renew their strength. It's a swap. I love God's swaps. Amen. We take our cares, in Philippians it says, casting all your care upon him, or we be not anxious, the Bible says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God, and the what? Peace, amen. Thank God for one person who knows the Bible here. No. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Here's the swap. In Philippians, God says, you take your anxious thoughts, your request, your cares, you make them prayers, give them to me, and I'll make a swap with you. I'll give you my peace. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. You swap your feeble, weak, faulty, personal, human, sinful weakness with the Lord, and he'll give you his. Shall renew their strength. God's going to swap with you. I love that. Amen. Because I look at my own life and I know I'm weak. I look at things from man's standpoint many times and get discouraged and realize I'm looking at them from my vantage point. But God says, Jim, would you just come on down here and swap with me? I want to renew your strength. The renewing is a change to a different strength. We dump our basket of our strength and tip it over empty for his strength. It's a change from our own strength, which ends in fatigue and quitting, to a different strength, a divine strength found in and through the Lord personally. This change comes as we reach the end of our own strength and come to rest in the Lord. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest, Jesus said. In Hebrews chapter 4, would you just look at there with me? Take your Bible, keep your marker here in Isaiah. But in Hebrews chapter number 4 and verse number 14, if you'd please turn there in your Bibles. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 14, it says, seeing then, Hebrews 4:14, seeing then that we have a great high priest that's passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession, for we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. And would you read verse 16 with me? Ready? Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Grace to help. Renew. His grace to help in time of need. Let your conversation be without covetousness. For he has said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. Therefore, we can boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I'll not fear what men shall do unto me. God said, I'll make a swap with you. You bring your faulty self-reliance to me, and I'll give you my strength. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. To renew. When strength is renewed, we have renewal, God's new strength, when we wait upon him. But then something else. It says we mount up with wings as eagles. As I was studying through that, I was just thinking about the eagles and how they fly, and I came across that little video, and I thought you'd like it. I did, amen. Didn't quite hear the sound. I couldn't quite hear the sounds, but when I was listening to it, hear the sound of them up in the air and looking at things and then dive bombing in and landing on that guy. I do it better than the eagle did. That particular eagle was born in captivity. His name is Darshan. Had never flown that high. Had never flown that high. In the wild, many eagles fly much higher on their own. The bald eagle glides at altitudes of up to 10,000 feet. Mount up with wings as eagles. The two highest flying bird species are an endangered Ruppell's griffin vulture. The word for eagle there in the Hebrew can be either eagle or even vulture. And that vulture has been spotted flying at 37,000 feet, same height as a commercial airplane. The bar-headed goose has been seen flying over the Himalayas at heights of 28,000 feet. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. Mount up with wings as eagles. What's it mean to mount up with wings as eagles? I'll just give you 2 points. It means first to ascend to great heights. When you're wearied, you're feeling really down. You want to quit. But you wait upon the Lord and you'll mount up with wings as eagles to soar above what you could never do in your own strength. The Apostle Paul wrote, I can do all things. The liberal stops there. But the biblical person says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Why did God say, mount up with wings as eagles? I think he knows a little bit about the birds he made. I was interested years ago in taking our children to the zoo in Detroit, leaving them there till they grew up. But taking our children to the zoo in Detroit, and we watched them a demonstration with a guy with birds, did something similar to this, not flying way high like that eagle did, but he demonstrated a bird coming to him, taking dollar bills out of people's hands and stuff like that. And he told us the smartest bird was a raven. Isn't it interesting God used a raven to feed Elijah? Huh? I think God knew who the smartest bird was. And the Holy Spirit says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles, soaring above the problems and perplexities of life, doing what you cannot do in your own strength, doing what you'd quit doing in your own strength, but doing it with the renewal that God gives when we wait upon him, ascending to great heights. But also, as I thought about the eagle, and I thought about the thought of seeing from a heavenly viewpoint. We look at things with tunnel vision underneath a weight the dirt of life. Clouded by fog, clouded by weakness, personal failures, clouded by disappointments around us. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They'll mount up with wings as eagles, ascending to great heights, but then seeing from a heavenly viewpoint. Renewed strength lets us see through the lofty eyes of faith, not from the foggy perspective of man. When you and I feel like quitting, we are looking through the eyes of man. But look at God. If you go back in verse number 26, lift up your eyes on high and behold who hath created these things that bringeth out their host by number. He calleth them by names, by the greatness of his might. For that he is strong in power, not one faileth. Verse 28, hast thou not known, hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, what are the next two words? Fainteth not. Neither is weary. There's no searching of his understanding. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength and mount up with wings as eagles, raised above the perplexities of life and viewing things from a heavenly viewpoint. I think I'd like that. Amen? Renewed strength lets us see from the eyes of God and through the eyes of faith. But let's move on. Another result of waiting on the Lord is that we'll run then and not be weary. Oh, for those days. Right? The other day, I ran just a little while and I thought, what is wrong with my feet? They just don't want to move like they used to move. Speedy feet is gone. I kid my grandkids about defense on playing basketball. Speedy feet, you know. Like my dad used to say, my get up and go, got up and went. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. The word here, to be weary, is the idea of again, fainting from labor. The idea of running is to dart, to run swiftly, to run quickly. We wait upon the Lord and we can run fast and swift with great endurance, such as a long-distance marathon runner. If we wait on the Lord, he'll give us the strength to run the race that's set before us with zeal, with fervency, with strength that doesn't quit. A spiritual zeal to go forward for God with his energy, with his power, in a way that just keeps on going fervently. Don't you want that? Amen? They that wait upon the Lord will run and not be weary. And then it says they'll walk and not faint. And the word faint here is a little bit different. It means to grow weary, be fatigued, wearied to the point of exhaustion. You'll walk and not faint. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength and mount up with wings as eagles and run, not be weary, walk and not faint. The idea of walking, just going about through the routines of life to proceed, the manner of life, manner of living, to cause to go, it'd be like the mundane, the routine, the day-by-day walk of life, walking for the Lord. You'll run with fervency to do the will of God, and you'll walk and plod through the days that you experience with the strength of the Lord. I'd be a liar if I said I don't feel like quitting from time to time. I'd be a liar if I said I don't look at things from tunnel vision of man. But I'd also be a liar if I didn't say I take the principles of this passage of Scripture and look to the Lord for strength. To wait on God as we walk His way. The idea is not this. Quit. Stop doing everything. And then restart. The idea presented here is you're doing what you ought to do. You're faithful, but you're growing wearied. The weight is being felt upon your shoulders. So plug in as you go and be renewed. Amen? Don't quit. Jesus gave the parable that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Brother Harold Clayton down in Houston, Texas, used to say it's never in order for a Christian to quit or faint. You're out of order when you faint. Well, we can renew our strength. We can renew our strength, waiting on God as we walk in His way, as we labor in His will, wait on Him. Don't wait to get the strength to do, wait as you're doing, and replace your strength with His. Walking, going forward with the routine of the spiritual walk, with all its responsibilities, all of its pressures, all of its temptations, all of its burdens, they that wait upon the Lord shall walk and not faint. Waiting on God as we come to the end of our own strength, that strength that comes through waiting on the Lord is one that will keep us from fainting, from quitting. Annie J. Flint wrote these words. He giveth more grace as our burdens grow greater. He sendeth more strength as our labors increase. To added afflictions He addeth His mercy. To multiplied trials He multiplies peace. When we have exhausted our store of endurance, when our strength has failed ere the day is half done, when we reach the end of our hoarded resources, our Father's full giving is only begun. Fear not that thy need shall exceed His provision. Our God ever yearns His resources to share. Lean hard on the arm everlasting availing. The Father both thee and thy load will upbear. His love has no limits. His grace has no measure. His power has no boundary known unto man. For out of His infinite riches in Jesus, He giveth and giveth and giveth again. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Will you let God renew your strength? Let's bow for prayer, please. Heavenly Father, we thank You for Your word this morning, and I pray that You'd take these thoughts from Your word and help us to apply them in our lives. We become blinded by the thoughts of our trials many times, but help us to come before You, that You might lift us above the burdens and we can see things from Your vantage point through the eyes of faith and follow on to serve You in faithfulness, renewed with Your strength. Our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed this morning, and perhaps you're here and for whatever reason, and I don't mean to be unkind, the reason is irrelevant. For whatever reason, you feel like fainting. The truth here, you wait on God. Wait on God, and He will renew your strength. Change it. Give you his. Perhaps you're here this morning and spiritually you're like, I feel like a failure. I don't feel like going on. Would you please turn to the Lord? Would you please come to him? Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. If you're here this morning and you don't know for sure that if you died, you'd go to heaven, you need to come to Jesus. Jesus said, him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. There's no reason Jesus wouldn't save you. If you realize you're a sinner and that Jesus Christ paid the penalty for your sin on the cross, shedding his blood to wash away your sin, if you believe he died for you and rose again from the grave victoriously to give you eternal life, there's no reason he would not save you. Him that cometh to me, I'll in no wise cast out. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and will open the door, I will come in to him. You see, Jesus knocks at the door of your heart. If you're not saved, he paid for your sin. He offers you his righteousness, forgiveness of your sin, and his righteousness before God as a gift, wrapped up in eternal life. If you're here this morning and you've never personally received Jesus Christ as your Savior, you need to do that. If you slipped out into eternity today without Jesus Christ, it'd be an eternity away from God in hell. But he wants to save you eternally, once and for all. Transform your life, but change your destiny. If you're here this morning and you don't know Christ as your Savior, in just a minute we're going to stand and sing an invitation song. I'd invite you to come forward when we do. Grab my hand and say, Pastor Whitman, I want to make sure that my sins have been forgiven, that I'm on my way to heaven. We'll help you from the Bible get that settled. Christian friend here this morning, there's no reason to stay bogged down. Because they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. If you have a need this morning, maybe you come and pray. Nobody's going to be saying, oh, I wonder what their burden is. No, we don't do that. If you've got something going on in your life and you just need to come and with that empty basket before the Lord this morning in prayer, when we stand and sing, you come and do that. And slip back to your seat. Come to the Lord. He wants to help you today. Shall we stand together, please? Heavenly Father, bless your word in our lives right now. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Number 325 in your songbook, Softly and Tenderly.
Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. See, on the portals he's waiting and watching, watching for you and for me. Come home, come home.
Lord's not content to let us be stragglers and left behind. He says, I'll give you my strength. Amen? Let's just claim it. Let's just be different that way.